Hello, bedweller. How are you doing today? Great. Make yourself comfortable. This is your personal time. I want you to relax yourself. Shrug off all distractions. Loosen up tight clothing. You can empty your pockets. Just make yourself comfortable, very comfortable. If you also want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't want to, that's just fine. You can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. You have to follow my instructions and obey my commands. Don't worry, you're safe, you're secure, and you can always snap out of this file anytime that you want to. You, of course, you may be aware of all other sounds inside the building, sounds from outside. But these sounds will not disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you to relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply let go. Keep your mind open. And allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever be. You can sit down or lay in your bed. Now begin to become aware of your body. Be aware of your hands, whether rest on the arms of the chair or the side of your body on your bed. Notice the angle of your elbows and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the pillow or the chair back. And you know, that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more, deeper and deeper. Just breathe in and out. Just breathe in and out. I'm wondering if you can start to relax your inner self. Let go of all tension. Let go of all worries. Just let go of everything. I want you to think about your breathing for a few moments. Notice your breathing is becoming slower and steadier. As you relax even slower and slower, deeper and deeper, you are now breathing steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so heavily that you wouldn't even disturb a feather placed in front of you. You are now breathing so easily and slowly that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more, I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Let go, let loose. Sensing the beat of your own heart and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow your heartbeat down while you breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. You can feel your whole body slowing down. Your body is becoming weaker and weaker, lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to keep an open mind, listen to the sound of my voice, follow my suggestions, accept my commands. You're safe and secure. You can allow your whole body to continue to relax. I'm becoming steadier and easier until it's just taking over smoothly, quietly, and comfortably. You can become gradually aware of your entire self. Be aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how loose and how weak they are now. Be aware of your legs and feet. Sense how relaxed they are now. And you're now wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body to relax even deeper and deeper, more and more. And notice how your facial muscles are beginning to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of all stress and tensions and frustrations that were there, almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of your skin and the muscles of your face, which is now settling and smoothing out. Such an amazing feeling, isn't it? It's so easy to let go. It's very easy to be open-minded. You are now wondering just how long all the tension has been there. You're wondering where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing now that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it now draining away from you, and it feels so amazing as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm. You wonder at the fact that you're so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move just a muscle. I know that you easily could if you want to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allow yourself to just be free, be relaxed even more. Be relaxed as relaxing can be, as lazy as relaxed anyone would ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now allow yourself to fall deeper and deeper into slumber, even though you are already relaxed as it's possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension and stress and frustrations in your body and simply just letting them all out. Releasing all negativities from you, keeping your mind open and focusing on my voice, accepting my suggestions. With each easy breath, you're letting go of all the frustrations within you. Gently and smoothly, breathe in and out. Allow every muscle, allow every fiber of your being, every single cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone would ever wish to be. Just breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Now I want you to imagine yourself just laying down there. There's this top of a stairway, a peaceful, safe stairway that curves slightly Imagine yourself standing at the top of this stairway now in your mind. The steps are shallow, wide, and safe. It's only a short stairway. There's a deep, comfortable feeling within your mind now. At the end of this wide, gentle curved stairway is a doorway leading to a very special place. Now see yourself standing on the top of the stairway. Continue to hold the banister. It's safe, it's secure, it's calm and very peaceful. With me, take the first step. There are 10 very shallow steps. Now move to the 9th step and further again to the 8th. Now the 7th. Each step becoming more and more calm, more and more peaceful, all the way down, moving deeper and deeper, slowly and gently along the stairway. On the 6th step, you can see yourself gently drifting closer to that special place. On the 5th step, just look ahead. Right. You can see like a wind, a very warm wind coming out, flowing through this stairway all up to you. It's a healing warm wind. This breeze seems soothing. It feels safe. It's comforting. Just breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. This breeze is like a warm greeting. It's safe. As though it's a warm old friend, as it gently rolls and breathes and flows its way through you, a deep sense of calmness and security is now surrounding and consuming your whole body now. Drift further to the 4th step, and then to the 3rd step. It's as dull as the breeze is wrapping around, like a comfortable overcoat. It seems warm and familiar. It's safe as you drift deeper and deeper along the stairway. There's this wave of breeze, which is of calmness, and it's now flowing throughout your entire body. Continue to drift to the 2nd step. With each easy breath, it's as through breathing in calmness. Feel this calmness consume you. 1. Just drifting, all the mist is all around, comforting, warming, a sense of great safety, a sense of big peace. There's a sense of inner peace that you can feel now. As you go deeper and deeper, with each breath that you're taking, the calmness is increasing. With each breath out, allow all the tensions and the stresses of the day to begin to disappear. Just keep breathing. Breathe in and out. Just breathe. And as you breathe, you begin to drift closer and closer, deeper and deeper, towards this doorway. And behind this doorway, it's your special place. Your place of safety. Your place of calm. Your place of peace. You can feel the inner peace oozing from this room to you, allowing yourself to even drift deeper and deeper, even more. Now, you can feel your hands pushing this door through, opening this door. This is a special place, a safety zone. It's a mind room of many functions. This is a sanctuary. It's a place that you can retreat to anytime. It's safe and secured. It's safe in and out. And no one else knows except you and I. Don't worry, it's a little secret. And no one can visit this room unless you invite them. A special mind room. It's just so calm, so safe. There is peace and quiet. Now you feel so weak, like that of a baby. And in a moment, I will begin to tell you about what I have for you in this, your special room. A place that you're going to love so much. I am going to implant a trigger in your mind. This trigger, every single time that you hear this word, you will just wet your bed, because you're a bedwetter. You're so weak. You feel safe and secure. This is your private place. No one can judge you for being a bedwetter. Every time that you hear this trigger word, you will just let go and just wet your bed. Whenever you go to sleep, you will find that you lose control of your bladder. This will be something that you won't be able to control. Long ago, you were potty trained to control your bladder. But from now on, every time you hear this trigger word, you won't be able to control your bladder. Your bladder will just let go. Every time you take a nap or you sleep, your bladder will just let loose and you will wet your bed. You will become a bed wetter, and this would be your reality for a very long time. Every time you hear this word, you will just let go, allowing the pee to escape your bladder. This is what is going to happen every single time that you hear this trigger word. So open your mind and allow yourself to just let go. This is not something you can just control anymore. As you listen to my voice and obey my instructions, every single time you will have less and less control of your bladder. Every time you close your eyes for a nap, you will just wet your bed. Every single time. This will be something that you won't be able to control. You may have learned how to control your bladder long ago and how to wet your bed. But now, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you will wet your bed every time you hear this trigger word. This word would be a very powerful word. It will sink deep into your mind. This word will sink deep into your soul, in the depths of your mind. this trigger word that I'm about to tell you would fill your thoughts. You would be a slave to that word. Every single time you hear that word, you would just wet your bed. Every single time. The trigger word is wet. 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 Your trigger word to wet your bed is wet. Every single time your daddy or your mommy or your caregiver looks at you and say wet, you will just let go of your bladder. You will allow the pee to just flow through you onto the bed. You will feel the warmth of your own pee, and it feels so good to just let go, because you're just a baby. Babies don't have control of their bladder. Littles don't have control of their bladder. And you are a toddler. Toddlers don't have control of their bladder. Every time you hear the word wet, you will just let go of your bladder. You will wet your bed every single time. Every time you hear the word wet, you will wet your bed at will. This is not something you'll be able to control. And each time that you use this trigger word, you will always wet your bed. And you can relax even more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Now I am going to count from 1 to 5, and then I'll say fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open and you are now able to feel calm, rested and refreshed. Alright, little one. 1. Slowly, calmly, you begin to return to your full awareness. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, yet you feel wonderfully good. 3. From your head to your toe, you're feeling perfect in every way. Feeling physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes will begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number count, your eyelids will be open, fully aware, feeling calm, feeling relaxed and full of positive energy. Number 5, you are fully awake now, eyes open. Take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs and stretch like a baby. You know mommy loves you. Please don't listen to this excessively if you don't want a permanent result. But if you know you want a permanent result, please enjoy it every day. You know mommy loves you. I'll see you soon, bedwetter.